الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, today we'll just discuss a few of the general conditions of the ummah, what we are going through, because many people have lot of confusion, etc. So just one aspect of it, inshallah. But before that, one very interesting point somebody has mentioned with regard to all this unfortunate interest which is shown in the World Cup, etc. One very good point, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they passed through the realms of Ad and Thamud, then he told the Sahaba to cover their faces and pass from here quickly, because Allah's azab had come down in that place. Now the place where Allah's azab comes down, to be attached to that place, what a sad thing. Like the World Cup, which guna is there which is not taking place there? The free mixing of them, of man and woman, that is very common, the dressing, the wine that is there, the gambling that takes place, which guna is there? The terrible, terrible gunas. And to be attached to that, and to show our interest in that. In one, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that in any place where any good is taking place, and you are far from there, or it's not in your time also, but you are happy with that good, you are counted from amongst those that good deed, you also get a share. And if any bad is taking place, and you are happy about that bad, though you are not part of it, but you are included in that guna. So for us, unfortunately, how many of us we get involved in this? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that all this. And this is not only, this is the sports and entertainment is one, for them, it's one great achievement where they've got us, where they want us. But otherwise, there are so many things that they have overwhelmed us with their way of life. Everything we think of, there was just a discussion taking place, that three meals a day, from where does that come? Really, according to one time, by Abdul Wahhab Sahab Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin, when the first Moroccan Jamaat had come, and they were big ulama in that Jamaat, he asked them that what is dindari, piety, according to you people, in your understanding. So they didn't reply. After when he insisted, they said that is you people eat three times a day. So that is, according to them, that is not a pious person. A person who eats three times a day. When today it is our common practice, we just accept it as the norm. Another thing which now we can't understand also, and all of us are involved in it, but before it was different. At one time, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali was very opposed for the people in the Markaz, especially his close people, referring particularly to Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali, his son, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, his very, very close person, that they drinking tea. So one time tea price went up, a little bit, it went up. So then they decided, we're not going to drink tea anymore. When Hazrat came to know, he said, no, if you are going to give up drinking tea because the price went up, then that is no achievement. But that you understand that that is not our way of life. But today tea is, who can do without tea? So we have moved very, very far. We can't understand. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to try and come closer to an Islamic way of life. And in these times, Allah's rahmat is also very great. What beautiful mots, how many people are getting now in our time, and what we will regard like ordinary people. But mashallah, Allah tabarak ta'ala grants them such wonderful mot. For example, that lady that passed away a few weeks ago, on the 10th of Muharram, that is an auspicious day, and it happened to be a Jummah, that 10th Muharram. And she gave all her family Sehri also. After that, she went, she did her little reading, and that did her Fajr Namaz. then completed all her reading and went in sleep, and she slept away. And then most of the participants in her janaza namaz must have been what Rosa, it was the 10th of Muharram. So what, Friday, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is very kind, never ever lose hope of the mercy of Allah. But let us try and get where we have to get. Try and realize. And all these things which are taking us further and further away, Allah Ta'ala protect us. So, an important thing to understand is what we call the war, the crisis of the Middle East at present. So, what is this really? There are many, many aspects, and we are no politicians, and we are no people that we can say that we know what's happening there and what the actual thing is. But an interesting point is that on the ground, not now, a few months ago, perhaps a year, whatever time it might be, that in Iran, it was common knowledge that the Iranian government wants to become the superpower in the Middle East. And not just for political reasons, but for religious reasons. They wanted to establish Shiism as the main religion. That Islam, today Islam is equated with the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. There are a lot of sects in Islam, but generally that is understood. What they wanted, it must be equated with Shiism. And so much so, at that time, there were, or their ulama were making bayans in Arabic also, in their language also, and the public gave their full support to those bayans that the adhan of the Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina, must be the Shia adhan. How they give their adhan. We have to, and the crowd went like mad over that this is what we want. And this is what we have to establish. And throughout the world, particularly the Middle East, which is the bed of Islam, that place there, that Shiism must become the religion. So that was their idea, to become the superpower, to superimpose Shiism as the religion of the whole area. But then the protocols of the Jewish people of about now maybe roughly 150 years ago or so, their idea is to become the superpower not only of the Middle East, first of the Middle East, and then the whole world. And that is what they are working to, that is what they want. So when they saw that, and it's not a secret that Iran and Israel are in the same bed. It's just outwardly they show enmity. Or with America also, outwardly they show the enmity. But yeah, now Israel could not take this, that Iran wants to become the superpower. And not because of this political aspect that they want to become a superpower, they were not interested in that or religion reason, but they wanted to become the superpower. And automatically when Iran came into and they opposed now one another and started fighting one another, old friends started fighting amongst themselves now. And America, which is ruled by the Jews, is a country of the Jews, they fell in also. So that is the whole thing. That they want, and America wants to come in there, and all this bombing and fighting which is taking place all is to have the country that is going to rule there. And at the same time, think also, our memories are very short-lived, unfortunately. The amount of zulm this Bashar had committed against the Sunni Muslims, it's unbelievable. Today we know, we are hearing about what's happening in Gaza to some extent. We don't know the full story also. To some extent we know. But Darfur in Sudan, what is happening? Unbelievable. Some people say it's worse than what is happening in Gaza. The same way in Syria, what happened with Assad and what the zulm that he had committed. Or what's happening in China. And many other places also. So this challenge is carrying on. And this is not from now, as Maulana was explaining. It's from before all these things are carrying on. So we have to get the picture right. And that this Iran And the Shias are no friends of ours. And it is not only that we've got religious differences with them. And when this Bashar, all his atrocities that he had committed, it was with the full support of the Iranian government. They were giving him their full support. And Russia was also with him fully in all these matters. And the Muslims, it's so difficult to even bring on the tongue or to hear with our ears how they had massacred and how they had killed them, how they had bombed the places, no matter what place it might be, how they had bombed it. So now the fight is to get control over there. And according to Hadith Sharif, the day has to come that Imam Mahdi will come, Dajjal is going to come. He's going to emerge from Iran also after all. And then after that, Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu anhu, will appear. And then those wars will take place at that time. And so all that is going to happen. So the thing for us is that we have to prepare for the real preparation, and that is for our qabr. And in that, if we prepare for that, then a Muslim is a winner both ways. A Muslim is only a win-win situation. If we become successful, yeah, we win. And if we don't and we gain martyrdom, we win. And that is a great win, the win of martyrdom and akhirat. But today we are afraid of the word mort also. And we are afraid of dying also. But whereas a Muslim, when Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he used to go to war, used to announce and says, I've got people here with me to whom mort is more dearer than woman and wine. And they love mort more than that also. But I ask myself that how much are we prepared? How afraid we are for mort today. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let us understand, give us the proper understanding of this, and only Allah knows really what is all. But the real thing is that a Muslim must be prepared for mort all the time, and he must be in that move in that direction. And it is not a necessity to win a war. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I went so many times to war on the battleground. It wasn't to win the war, it wasn't to gain the booty. I went out in search of martyrdom, to become and on his dying bed he says, tell the cowards of the world that mort will find you on its place. That yeah, on the bed today I am dying. Whereas I went so many times on the battlefield to go and look for mort. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous about him, somebody used to be going to the marketplace and he should say, see if you find somebody selling mort, then buy it for me. So eager they wanted to die. But today ours, commonly, the most common dua when we meet one another, may Allah give you a long life. That is the most common dua that we make. So all we want is, and these are just for my sake, there is no doubt about it. It's only words. But from words, hopefully Allah Ta'ala in His mercy shower His kindness and grant the reality. If the actual reality come, what to say? The world will turn around. But even some semblance to the reality, just that will be also something. May Allah Ta'ala, wherever it is, Afghanistan, and how they are making effort, and how they are bringing deen about in Afghanistan, and the environment they have created, which is really, if we go and see it logistically, it's an impossible thing. They haven't got a single country to support them. There are so many people in Afghanistan who are against the Taliban. And the ideology of the Taliban, the genuine Taliban of bringing an Islamic state, they are opposed to that. Nafs wants it, all this dunya's things. So in spite of all that, that they're still existing and they are still making their efforts, etc. Mistakes, everyone makes, all of us make mistakes. Nobody is free of mistakes. But we try and we keep our direction correct. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, let us understand and inshallah see. The main thing is the support the people are giving to the state of Iran presently. Our own people so much. But these are the people who are really our real enemies. And they want to establish Shiism. And with our sympathies and our supporting them and giving them a protective cover, the idea is not at all. They've got no affiliation with Islam of Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. They are totally opposed to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It's in their blood, the hatred of the Sahaba, the hatred of great people like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. They've got great, great hatred for those people who are the great, great people in the eyes of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq to guide us correctly and in the right direction. And the main thing that Allah give us more on, keep us with Iman. At this time, the real crisis is not the Middle East crisis. It's not the Iran and Israel and America crisis. It's my Iman crisis. That what is the state of my Iman? And whether I've just got the words of Iman or even 1%, one little bit of the reality of Iman, that is what we have to be worried. And when I'm going to die, how am I going to die? That is, Allah give us genuinely that concern, and Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, be kind to us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.